This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, Prime Minister Motley clarifies the Economic Diversification Fund after concerns were raised. Meantime, an attorney at law and consumer rights activist raises several concerns about the fund. Operation Safe Space advocate calls for government-led rehabilitation program for domestic abuse offenders, and BARP backs a new digital payment platform to empower seniors. Good morning. I'm Carol Toppin. Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley says the Economic Diversification and Growth Fund is meant to attract companies that create jobs, earn foreign exchange, and pay taxes. Her comments come after several concerns were raised about the fund. She stressed that no support will go to companies that fail to meet these requirements and that local companies with a foreign presence can also benefit.
The Economic Diversification and Growth Fund, it allows Barbados to remain attractive for investment that earns foreign exchange, that creates jobs, and yes, that still pays taxes. So now let me be very clear about what this bill does and what it does not do. No investment or support will be given to any foreign company that does not significantly expand employment in Barbados. The bill speaks of at least 100 jobs being created to be eligible. And indeed, they must also earn foreign exchange above certain thresholds. These companies will still pay tax at 9%, not the old rates of 2.5% declining to 1.5%, so that they will be paying significantly more taxes. And those few who are subject to the 15% rate of tax will also pay that from next year. This fund is not closed to Barbadians. Local companies with a foreign presence can also benefit.
She added companies should earn money from outside Barbados so they stay strong during crisis, while local businesses can keep getting help through programs and lower taxes.
We want companies to also export capital so that when bad things happen here, like a hurricane, they will be able to benefit by still having streams of revenue outside of Barbados. We've seen it with some of our larger companies that kept them afloat during the last decade. Our businesses benefit now and will continue to benefit through existing mechanisms, including, as I said, for small businesses, a lower tax rate of 5.5%. Many of these companies who are local will have access and have had access to the Industrial Credit Fund, the Agricultural Development Fund, the best program for tourism that we designed in the height of COVID, and the Small Hotels Investment Fund, which we are about to recapitalize. This is not an either-or proposition. It is both, as it was always when we were liberally offering far more generous tax concessions to foreign companies.
Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley. However, attorney at law Tricia Watson is raising concerns about the Economic Diversification and Growth Fund bill, warning that it allows $225 million in public funds to be distributed without clear rules or strong safeguards.
When it is passed in the Senate, which I expect will happen on Monday, and assented to by the President, it will go into effect immediately with no requirement for proclamation, which means that the government can start acting on disbursements from this fund straight away. That fund will consist of the sum of $225 million to be drawn from the consolidated fund over a three-year period. What is the purpose of the so-called Economic Diversification and Growth Fund that will be using our money? It's to provide financial support to qualifying companies, unquote, to increase employment and contribute to economic growth. That's what the legislation says. The problem is real and substantial economic presence and economic activity are not properly defined.
She also says the process for companies to access the fund is unclear.
When you look at the provisions that set out how a company can go about getting money out of this fund, there is no real rigor required. There is a committee that will look at applications to get money out of the fund and make recommendations to the minister and monitor to see if the people receiving the money from the fund are compliant. But there is little detail about the information that a company will have to provide. There is no requirement to provide financial information for shareholder information, and that's the least that we ought to expect from any company that is going to benefit from monies out of the consolidated fund. And to make matters worse, it says that a minister may enter into the agreement with the company for disbursement of the money. In Barbados, ministers are not empowered to contract for the government. This bill and the fund are utter nonsense. They do not meet the standard.
Attorney at Law Tricia Watson. Following the conclusion of the 16 days of activism against gender-based violence, advocate with Operation Safe Space, Dr. Marsha Myrie, is urging government to implement a structured rehabilitation program targeting perpetrators of domestic violence. In an interview with Starcom Network News, Dr. Myrie underscored that such an initiative must be driven at the state level.
One of the major areas where our system for dealing with perpetrators of domestic violence, we do not have enough perpetrator programming. And I do not think that is something that the church should be doing. I do not think that is something that civil society should be in the forefront of doing. I'm talking about a well-run, based on research, government program that perpetrators should be able to access and to do with all of the support systems associated, social workers, counselors, therapists. If we really want to turn the corner, we need the complete overhaul of our system to bring it in line with international best practices around how to treat to and deal with these things.
Advocate at Operation Safe Space, Dr. Marsha Myrie. The Barbados Association of Retired Persons, BARP, is fully backing the upcoming BIMPAY online payment system platform set to launch in March next year. President Marilyn Rice Bowen told Starcom Network News that BARP is on board for their members to benefit.
What we've been doing over the last year, and we ramped it up only 2 months ago because we completed a six-week program in digital awareness. So we had sessions were held on Tuesdays and Thursdays, 9 to 12 or 1 to 3. And these classes were fully subscribed. And it's what I liked about the program is that we saw people come into that program who never even touched a computer. And very early in the new year, we will partner with the Central Bank of Barbados in a project that is all about digital awareness. It's a project that will address the needs of our seniors. It would also address cybersecurity, and it's an all-round program in digital awareness. It will boost the confidence of our seniors.
She also emphasized the need to protect seniors from digital risks.
As it relates again to the vulnerabilities of our seniors, yes, that's something we definitely have to guard against. And we also have to recognize that not everyone moves at the same pace. And there's some people that will never, ever come onto the digital spaces. So we still have to have that hybrid system that will allow those persons still to exist. You will find particularly persons maybe over 75 and up, those persons might be a lot more resistant to signing up for the digital platform. They're not keyed on to it, but we must ensure that we have systems running parallel that will accommodate those persons who are not digitally inclined, and they never will be.
President of BARP, Marilyn Rice Bowen, and Chief Medical Officer Dr. Kenneth George says Barbadians are set to benefit from expanded access to free medical care when the Chinese hospital ship Silk Road Ark docks in Barbados later this month. The Chinese People's Liberation Army naval ship will be in port from December 20th to 27th on a humanitarian medical mission.
Members of the public will be able to take advantage of medical services from Sunday, 21st December to Tuesday, 23rd December, and then on Thursday, 25th December. This mission will also help to build cultural and diplomatic ties between Barbados and the People's Republic of China. On the days when the ship is open to the public, patients will be seen from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. and then from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. Although we have a few special cases which have been referred from the Queen Elizabeth Hospital, Barbadians do not need to make appointments to be seen.
Chief Medical Officer Dr. Kenneth George. Recapping the headlines. Prime Minister Motley clarifies the Economic Diversification Fund after concerns were raised. Meantime, attorney at law and consumer rights activist raises several concerns about the fund. Operation Safe Space advocate calls for government-led rehabilitation program for domestic abuse offenders, and BARP backs a new digital payment platform to empower seniors. And that was the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. For breaking news, follow the Starcom Network News channel on WhatsApp. Also follow Starcom Network News on Instagram and our website at starcomnetwork.net for updates. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.